we heard earlier, Christians around the world are currently marking the annual Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, one of the oldest bilateral ecumenical dialogues that have been going on since shortly after the end of the Second Vatican Council, is that between the Catholic Church and the World Methodist Council. This particular dialogue stretches back to 1967 and was described this week by Monsignor Mark Langham, a senior official at the Pontifical Council for Christian Unity, as a very warm and stable dialogue. The Reverend Ken Howcroft is the minister at the English-speaking Methodist Church in Rome, and until last year served as the ecumenical officer for the British Methodist Church. He spoke to me about what has been planned to mark the current Week of Prayer for Christian Unity here in the Eternal City, and also gave me an assessment of the current state of relations between Catholics and Methodists.
The major event is that on the Sunday of the Week of Prayer, we are hosting at our Methodist Church the Churches Together in Rome service for the Week of Prayer. That is the English language churches in Rome, which form this organization called Churches Together in Rome. And we are holding that service at our church on the Sunday evening. Donna Ursuto, Catholic, the director of the Lay Center at Foyer Unitas, will be preaching. I will be presiding, and lots of other people from the other churches will be taking part.
And in general terms, how important for you is this annual event, this Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, for all concerned? I mean, how much does it help to advance the ecumenical dialogue?
I think it helps a great deal. And I have been sad over a number of years now that the amount of praying in the Week of Prayer seemed to go down for a time, but it now seems to be coming back up again. I think it's really important that people pray together and that people meet together to pray together, which means we're with people that we don't normally pray with, and we encounter each other as people and as Christians and as fellow disciples. And out of that, all sorts of other initiatives then start to happen during the year.
The ecumenical dialogue between the Catholic Church and the World Methodist Council dates back to 1967, one of the oldest, I believe. And the most recent report on this dialogue talks of a growing mutual respect compared to what it called its rather strained and dismissive start. So in terms of perceptions of each other, should we say, has there been a big change in your view?
I think there has, and I also think these conversations have been immensely fruitful. They don't get as much publicity as, say, the Roman Catholic Anglican world conversations, but they're under the radar, as it were. But they've therefore made a lot more progress. And a Catholic friend of mine put it very well a number of years ago, I thought, and he said when he talks to Methodists, we start off talking in different language and thinking we're opposed to each other, but we quickly discover we're talking about the same things. Whereas in some conversations, he said, he found he used the same language as people of other traditions, and it took them a very long time to discover they were talking about different things. And there are lots of similarities of outlook between some Catholic spiritualities and some Methodist spiritualities. So if I were to say that Methodist emphases are on the importance of the sacrament, the importance of evangelism, the importance of holiness, which is both personal and social, the idea of discipleship, which moves on towards sanctification, all those things, and the idea of being a disciplined church with its ministry moving under orders, those are things that actually we share. And a Methodist historian, an American called Albert Outler, once said that Methodism is like a lay order of Jesuits with a few ordained people to serve it. And there's a lot of truth in that.
The late Pope John Paul, who of course did a lot to try to advance ecumenical dialogue, he spoke of it often as looking at an exchange of gifts rather than perhaps focusing on the contentious issues. What would be the gifts that the Methodists would like to share with Catholics?
I mean, Methodists would classically be quite humble at this point and say, well, we've not got anything anybody wants. But actually, if we look with more confidence at our own tradition, we do have some really important things to share. One of them, which has been enormously well received by many of Catholics, are the tradition of hymn singing, and in particular the hymns of Charles Wesley and some hymns by John Wesley, but also within that, the Eucharistic hymns of the Wesleys are a real gem. Hymns which, as people singing them, are praying their faith of the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. And that is a huge gift from our tradition.
How much do relations between Methodists and Catholics vary around the world? Where, for instance, are they most cordial and close?
That's a very interesting question. They are very cordial in England, again, because of some of the history, in that for a long time, both Methodists and Catholics were excluded from universities and other such things because they weren't the established church. So they were both, in a sense, nonconformist in that context. And we have always got on well together. In America as well, I think there are quite good contacts. But over the years, throughout the world, the Methodists and Catholics have just gradually got on with things, doing what they can together and not bothering so much about the things that they can't do together.
Now, earlier I mentioned a report on the dialogue between the Catholic Church and the World Methodist Council. This report spoke of how good intentions alone are insufficient and that more concrete steps are needed. What would the Methodists see as the concrete steps they would like the Catholics to take?
I think we would like to see the Catholics taking further steps on a route they've already gone down. We've been enormously grateful for the moves the Roman Catholic Church has made to ecumenism on by talking about being on a journey as pilgrims together, as brothers and sisters in Christ together, and moving towards full communion with each other by a series of stages, doing what you can now, and then moving on to the next step beyond that. And we would really like to see the Roman Catholic Church moving further down those lines with us. And also, one of the more interesting questions that the Methodist Roman Catholic conversations opened up is about what, as we come back together, as we actually start to discover the unity for which Christ prayed and that Christ willed for his church, what would be, there would need to be a central focus to United Church, and what is the role of the Pope in that? And there have been conversations about that. Now, historically, these are really difficult for Methodists, but Catholic understanding has been such that actually we're able to start now having that sort of conversation.
So how would you say is the main then sticking point on this issue of papal primacy?
Well, going back to an earlier question, the gifts of Methodism, one of Methodism's gifts is an understanding that the oversight of the whole church is something that we, all the members of the church, participate in, and it is then focused in those who are ordained. So our equivalent of the Pope is the Methodist Conference. It's a corporate body. And that understanding of the corporate nature of oversight and primacy, which then has to be focused in individuals, matches a growing understanding in other traditions of how the authority of the individual is shared with corporate bodies. And that conversation could be really fruitful to bring the corporate and the individual together.
So overall, how hopeful are you about the future of the ecumenical dialogue between Methodists and Catholics? Do you feel that some real concrete progress is being made, or is it just more a case of increasingly cordial relations between the two, or just treading water?
Well, it's not treading water. it's making progress on some of the historical and theological problems, but it's opening up the possibility of things happening on the ground. And so Methodists tend to be pragmatic people, and they will actually accept all sorts of things that they haven't accepted before if it can be shown that the worship and mission of the church will be furthered by doing it. And practical steps on the ground are things that are happening in all sorts of different places now, things we do together.
Such as?
Well, again, my most recent, because I've only been in Rome since September, so my most recent knowledge is of the British context. But there are lots of things in the British context of, for example, people from Catholic and Methodist and other churches working as street pastors at night on the streets, encountering people who've been out drinking or out to the clubs or whatever, and offering practical help and concern to them as part of Christian witness and care for them. That is becoming a growing movement all over the place. And we're doing those things together.
I was speaking to the Reverend Ken Howcroft, minister at the English-speaking Methodist Church of Ponte Sant'Angelo in Rome.